Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, Foxborough football fans? Another episode of First in Foxborough. One of the final ones, potentially, of the 2022 football season. We will see what transpires on Sunday, because it certainly looks like we are about to get football between the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills after just an unbelievable week, completely unprecedented. Just one of the wilder weeks in the NFL in recent memory, starting off on Monday night with DeMar Hamlin suffering a cardiac arrest on the field against the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. And we are now at a point where DeMar Hamlin, he's been in, you know, listed in critical condition for a while, but he's starting to improve. He's starting to be able to communicate through writing. He's even asking, hey, did we win the game? Having people tell him, hey, look, man, you won the game of life. You're still here. So look, continue good vibes, good thoughts, prayers headed in DeMar Hamlin's way. Keep on supporting that toy drive, which is now over $7 million raised. I mean, most of that has come in the past couple of days. So just outstanding shows of generosity from a lot of people. And I hope that continues, because obviously it's a way of supporting DeMar Hamlin, but also the people that he wants to support in his home community of McKees Rocks in Pennsylvania. So a lot of good uplifting things out of what could have been a very, very, very tragic event on Monday, and you hope that things keep on getting better from DeMar Hamlin's standpoint. We heard from Bill Belichick, David Andrews, Devin McCourty, and Mac Jones yesterday at the podium, among other players later on as well, just talking about, really, obviously there's a football game to prepare for, but making DeMar Hamlin and his recovery the main focus. You know, Bill Belichick talked about being a coach with the New York Jets back in 1997 when Reggie Brown, former linebacker for the Detroit Lions, hit the turf at the Silverdome in Detroit and didn't get up, and he had to be revived by CPR, and really similar situation in some respects. And Bill Belichick just being like, hey, look, I was there for something just like this. It's something that you never forget. And Devin McCourty talking about the brotherhood of the league. And hey, look, it's fans have a different perspective a lot of the time, in that you're like, yeah, I hate the Jets. You know, we hate this other team. Hate, like sports hate, which is something that I've always found to be a little bit too far for me. I don't think it's really something that I get into very much personally. I mean, to each their own, obviously, but I think that this week in particular has really eroded some of that in a big way across the league, because everyone's a DeMar Hamlin fan right now, and everybody to an extent is pulling for the Buffalo Bills, even though you don't want to necessarily pull for them to win on Sunday if you're a Patriots fan, I wouldn't think. I think Mac Jones kind of said it best, when he was asked about the possibility of meeting a really emotional, really charged up Buffalo squad on Sunday that was going to be playing for Damar Hamlin. And Mac Jones said, hey, look, we're all playing for him. I mean, we all want to go out there and compete because that's what he would do when he's out there. That's what he would have done. And I felt like that was, again, delivered in kind of Mac Jones' speech and his deadpan way of doing things. But it struck me. I thought that was a really, really interesting quote. And again, just shows you, look, when you're on the field, it's all business. But when it's off the field, it's all love and respect. I think that's been a really cool thread of what has taken place over the past couple of weeks. Again, born out of something that could have been really, really tragic. Now, look, at this point, I guess we kind of have to talk about the football, don't we? Because it's going to happen, whether we are ready for it or not, or whether you think it should be happening or not. That football is going to happen this weekend. Big set of games coming up on Sunday, as well as on Saturday. I mean, you have the potential for Kansas City to wrap up the number one seed before things even begin against the Las Vegas Raiders. If they go ahead and win that game, they will be the number one seed because Buffalo and Cincinnati's game has been declared a no contest. There's nothing, especially if you end up going by winning percentage to determine the seed. If Kansas City wins, there's nothing either one of those teams can do to make up that ground. So they would be fighting for the second seed essentially at that point. So that could obviously be big and have big ramifications. And you also have the possibility of the Jacksonville Jaguars going back to the playoffs for the first time in a minute. And, you know, they will be playing for it all against the Tennessee Titans for the AFC South. And if Jacksonville wins, they're going to win the AFC South and make the playoffs. And that game also matters for the Patriots because the Patriots need Jacksonville or want Jacksonville to win that game, because if Jacksonville does, the Patriots would then hold a tiebreaker over the Tennessee Titans in the event that the New England Patriots lose to the Bills on Sunday. Now, let's go back through some of these scenarios that need to happen here. Okay, so first of all, for the Patriots specifically, if they win against Buffalo, they are in. That is it. Done. Don't need to debate it anymore. They hold the tiebreakers over Miami at that point. Even if Miami were to win against the Jets, it would not matter. The Patriots would be in over the Dolphins. Now, if, and that would also go for the Pittsburgh Steelers, if the Steelers were to win, the Patriots would still be in over the Steelers because they have the head-to-head tiebreaker at 9-8, should all those teams finish 9-8. But, okay, let's get back to the matter at hand here. So if the Patriots were to lose against the Bills, it is not over. For one thing, the Jets have been kind of removed from the picture. They cannot make the playoffs at this point because they cannot finish with 9 wins. So here are the things that would need to happen in order for the Patriots to still make the playoffs at 8-9, even if they lost to the Buffalo Bills. They would need the Jets to beat the Dolphins, because if Miami wins, they get 9 wins and that's it. They're in. Boom. Done. And then you need the Pittsburgh Steelers to lose their game so that they don't end up with 9 wins as well. So there you go. You need a little bit of help if the Patriots are to lose this game and still make the playoffs with just 8 wins. It's going to get a little crowded down there. Now, there's been discussion about whether or not Buffalo would even be interested in playing this game. Would they rest their starters, what have you? That appears to be out of the window now, and here is why. Even if the Kansas City Chiefs win against the Raiders, there is a chance that Buffalo is still going to have an opportunity to play for an AFC championship game at a neutral site, so that essentially home field advantage would be negated for the number one seed in that case because of what transpired here. Because you got to remember, Buffalo, at the time of that Monday night game, was playing to keep the number one seed in the AFC because they had the same record as Kansas City heading into last weekend, But because Buffalo beat Kansas City straight up earlier in the year, they had the head-to-head tiebreaker. So if both teams won out, Buffalo was going to be the number one seed. And Cincinnati also was playing to potentially sneak their way into that conversation because they had one fewer loss than both of those teams. But again, if they had beaten the Bills and if Kansas City had slipped up at any point, then Cincinnati could have potentially been the number one seed. So all three of those teams were in the conversation. Since that Monday night game was ruled a no contest, however, as I mentioned, Kansas City now is in the driver's seat as long as they take care of business on Saturday. Now, the league has thrown out a couple of different scenarios in which the AFC Championship game will be played at a neutral site if the participating teams played an unequal number of games. And so that would be the case here, right? So the Bills and Bengals will have only played 16 games and the Chiefs will have played 17 games. So there's just nothing you can do from a winning percentage standpoint. It wasn't going to add up. And if both teams in there could have been the number one seed and hosted the game, had all AFC clubs played a full 17-game regular season. Those circumstances involve Buffalo or Cincinnati qualifying for the game as a road team. So this would happen if, and this is what if this happens this weekend, if Buffalo and Kansas City both win or both tie, so they would finish with the same number of wins, then Buffalo versus Kansas City, an AFC Championship game between those two teams would be at a neutral site. Or if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Baltimore beats the Bengals or ties the Bengals, then again, that's a situation where Buffalo versus Kansas City, if they were to make it, they would be at a neutral site. If Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Cincinnati were to win, so then all of a sudden you have a situation where Cincinnati now could become the number two seed in this. A Buffalo or Cincinnati versus Kansas City championship game would be at a neutral site. So basically, look, if there's a situation where Buffalo or Kansas City or Cincinnati, if any of them end up like a combination of the number one and two seeds as one of those teams left, and they play in the AFC championship game, that becomes a neutral site game. So in Buffalo's case in particular, let's keep it focused there. Buffalo has lost at Arrowhead Stadium against Kansas City in the last two postseasons, I should say, from a playoff standpoint, including the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. So that has been something that all along I think that they were going to be playing for. Now, Buffalo will not get a chance to get the number one seed, but they were going to be in the conversation. So as long as they win, so this is almost kind of a if you win, you're in sort of deal for Buffalo now, they can negate Kansas City's home field advantage and have a little bit of a different shot for the AFC Championship game. So this matters to Buffalo now. This is not a game where Buffalo sits its starters, I would not think, because there is still something to play for. For one, they get the number two seed, then they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs for everybody except Kansas City. And again, as we have discussed, it would not matter because they would play a neutral site game. You don't have to go to Arrowhead. You play someplace else. So you're going to get the full might of the Buffalo Bills, so much as it is right now. Obviously, there were some injuries in that past game, including the one to DeMar Hamlin. So this is probably not going to be a full-strength Buffalo squad, but you're going to get Josh Allen. You're going to get Stephon Diggs. You're going to get the healthy, really good members of that defense. This is what it is. You're not getting in the easy way if you're the New England Patriots. You got to win against them for real. On top of that, you are going to have to win against a Buffalo team that is going to want to win for DeMar Hamlin. I think that the emotions early in that game are going to be intense. That crowd at Highmark Stadium is going to be rocking. They're going to be going wild. You're going to be seeing three signs, three jerseys, what have you, all over the place. It is going to be something else. And the Patriots are going to have to withstand that and punch back if they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, this is a situation where with this Patriots team, let's keep it real. If these are normal circumstances, the Bills are probably going to beat the Patriots because they're better. They are just simply better. Even with everything that has happened to the Buffalo Bills over the last couple of weeks or happened this season, the Bills are just better. They toyed with the Patriots at Gillette Stadium a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't even as close as it looked. They dominated. So this is not going to be an easy task at all for New England. Now, this is not completely normal, though.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Buffalo Bills, again, we talked about this having all the emotion they're going to be playing with, but that's probably going to come with some highs and lows. And if the Patriots can withstand that initial punch, or any time the Buffalo surges, if they can just stay in it, keep their nose in there, stay in the fight, they could have a chance to pull off an upset here. Because, again, the Bills are the better team, but this is an unprecedented situation. And at some point, you would think that there might be a moment where the emotional fatigue hits a little bit, and maybe you start to drag. And if New England can put a chink in that armor, then maybe something happens here where you can get up in there and you could stake your claim to getting into the playoffs on your own merits. Now, the other thing I would say here is that if that were to happen, if the Patriots were to actually beat this Buffalo Bills team and get to 9-8 that way, I don't know that it would change my outlook on the playoffs. It might just be like a one game fluky thing, obviously. And then you would probably have to turn right around and play that Buffalo Bills team next week. But it would feel hard fought and well earned by the Patriots, even despite everything that they have done wrong over the past couple of months. And the deficiencies of the offense and just not looking like much of a playoff team. If they were to actually pull that off, you'd have to give them their respect for that, for being resilient, for in the end doing what needed to be done. And then, okay, yeah, sure, they probably get wiped off the face of the earth next week in the wild card round by the Bills, Bengals, or what have you, right? But that would be a heck of a win. You'd have to give it to him, especially, look, it's not just the Bills that are going through this. I mean, really, the entire league is going through something right now, even though the Bills and Bengals are obviously the teams that are most directly affected. So, yeah, in terms of talking about the football, I mean, there you are. Those are the implications. Now, on the field for the Patriots, you could have some good news on the horizon in terms of the injury front. Both Marcus Jones and Jonnu Smith, who had been struggling with concussions that they had suffered. Jones was out of that game against and missed last week's win over the Dolphins. So you might be able to get both of them back. They were limited in practice on Thursday, which is, hey, I mean, that's a sign towards them progressing to play. And you could really use Marcus Jones back, obviously. Now, the only downside is that Devon Godshaw missed practice on Thursday with an illness. So maybe you would think that if he's sick, that he could probably push through and play. So look, you might be getting to be about as close to full health as you possibly could get. We'll see how that goes. Friday's injury report will be interesting. But you need to be about as full strength as you can get against the Buffalo Bills, because even when they're a bit shorthanded and even when they are tired and beat up emotionally, they're a really good football team. We'll see how it goes down. Just a couple of days away from probably one of the craziest weekends of NFL football we've seen in a little bit. I'm Kyrie Thompson. This has been First in Foxborough. I will be down at Gillette Stadium getting some locker room I'll be down at Gillette Stadium getting some locker room audio from some players today, possibly for the last time this year. Let you hear some of it in a little while. Till next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.